program. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Features are free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. Go and enjoy it, freetalklive.com. And again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the whole Rush Limbaugh slut controversy, or we've kind of gone off into various different aspects that have come from that, even to Jill's call about frugality and how people lack frugality. And this is actually a topic that is kind of a personal favorite of mine. I think that frugality is a pretty important behavior for people to learn. And if you ever want to get to the point of, having something significant as far as savings is concerned, then frugality is pretty much necessary for
that. I've heard the number that every dollar you spend today is $7 at your retirement. Obviously, this would depend on your age, but it's a way of looking at money when you spend it that's entirely different, because it doesn't go. My wife and I look at our credit card bills. It tends to not be big purchases. It's just these little things. Gasoline's
nickel and diamond.
Yeah, it's 10 spottings along the way. You know, whether it's a meal out or gasoline. Obviously, how are you going to do without gasoline? But you can make fewer trips. Best thing you can do. But it tends to be it's the smaller purchases that get you.
Well, and it's not to say that you shouldn't enjoy life. I mean, obviously, if you are frugal to the point where you're not enjoying leisure time, or you're not able to have nice things that are important to you in your life, then that's no good, too, because you could always get hit by a bus tomorrow, and then what good is all your frugality at that point? So I think there's a healthy balance, but I also think I agree with Jill's point that a lot of people just don't even understand it. If you're, like, charging up, racking up debt with credit cards and just spending like crazy, then, yeah, you don't get frugality.
And yeah, if you're demanding that somebody else give you money in order to take care of some aspect of your life. And I understand medical costs are expensive. I get it. And I'm there. Believe me, I know. My wife just had an operation. No doubt about it. I understand it's expensive. We don't have health insurance, and so we paid for it out of our pocket. But what are you going to do? It's not my job. I did not give birth to you. I am not responsible for your debts. Sorry, you need to take care of that, or you need to go to a charity that might help you with it. There are lots of charities out there that want to help with the medical, but demanding that the individual pay for it is just wrong.
You know, one of the reasons I got a vasectomy when I was 23 is because I'm a pretty frugal guy. Like, I know that birth control is expensive and it's a hassle, and I figured that down the line it would save me money. Besides that, I was pretty certain I didn't want to have kids, so I went ahead and made that choice, and I spent, $700, I think? And that was kind of high for a vasectomy. I spent $700, and I haven't had to ever buy birth control.
And you don't have to worry about that pesky unwanted pregnancy that would come along either.
Well,
I mean,
because
that really puts you in a bad position as a man.
You pretty much don't have to worry about it. I mean, it's like the most effective form of birth control I've ever heard of. Obviously it took a little bit of money of an investment up front, but I knew that, if you're going to be having sex down the line, and if it's a buck a condom or whatever it costs, then that's going to add up. It's going to pay for itself. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Mike, listening in Elko, Nevada, to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call tonight,
sure.
Gentlemen. I just wanted to say that, I've got a couple of little items here, but the main thing is y'all been going on over an hour now, I know of, because I tuned in a little late, about the Rush Limbaugh thing, and I'm not faulting y'all, but I've just noticed that in the general society, it's almost like, what I want to say, the Republicans and the Democrats and their operatives have gotten together on this little deal to get us arguing over this instead of the important things that is confronting our nation, ourselves, whatever, so they can slip things around the back door on us, and we've we've almost, you know, we've basically fallen into their trap. That's, I mean, that's the way I view it.
Sure. Yeah. I've got two responses to that. And I think that, I think I get what you're saying about sort of the media at large often running after the latest missing blonde girl. I get where you're coming from. But at the same time, Free Talk Live is a show about anything that you want to call in about. We started out the show talking about this, and people have wanted to talk about it, so we consider it a successful topic, whatever. People want to talk about it. But at the same time, just consider that people call in and critique us on the other side when we don't talk about whatever the big news story is of the day.
And we
I can't believe you're talking about, you know, this, that, or the other when
something
this is
arcane.
The big news story.
Yeah, and we don't typically talk about the big news story. In fact, I couldn't even tell you what the big news story is
this
today.
This is pretty big.
No, this is old news. This is like a week old at this point.
I'm not trying to critique you.
But tell me, but I think that we've covered various issues here. I mean, we haven't just been talking about what Rush Limbaugh said. We've talked about, you know, a variety of different subtopics in throughout this last 2 hours we've been doing this program. So I would agree with you. I would be bored to tears if all we were talking about was, you know, Rush Limbaugh. I don't care about Rush Limbaugh.
But in the world of the cable news network, where there are a plethora of cable news networks out there, and they have to provide 24-hour content, you know, they're going to try to find that best story, the one that gets the best ratings. They're going to try to get the footage on it that's the best one. I think that there's a lot more important stories out there, but what you think is important and what I think is important is probably entirely different.
Well, that's what I'd like to hear, is what are we missing? Like, so, I mean, obviously, we haven't talked about this, just so you know, Free Talk Live does 7 days a week. We haven't talked about this issue at all this week. So, I mean, we're talking about a variety of different things. You go to freetalklive.com to see the list of things we've been discussing. But what do you think the media has been missing because of this story?
Well, actually, the media has been, you know what? To be quite honest with you, it's hard to say because that's all they've been covering.
You know, well, there is the internet where you can go and find other news stories.
You guys.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, you know, but we're the ones that you're talking to, so that we're the ones who get to talk about it. But, you know, frankly, I would like the media to spend far more time talking about, you know, the value of using gold and silver as a currency of exchange.
But that's not news, Mark.
That's what I want them to talk about. And so, I mean, we all have our little, you know, our little axe to grind on the thing. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Federal Reserve, the creation of, you know, the trillions of dollars given to the banks that was not even on the records.
No, that's news.
Right. It's not interesting.
Oh, yeah. Or the, I think it's up to about 500 companies that we've invested in as a federal government, as far as the federal government is concerned, alternative energy companies that have gone bankrupt, and their bosses have cleaned out the bank accounts and said, oh, we're bankrupt, you know, just absconded with taxpayer money.
Hey, it's good to know someone in the gang. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Peter, listening in Brattleboro to WKBT. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter in Brattleboro.
Hey, Peter.
Here in Vermont, we have the same type of nuclear reactor, which is still melting down in Fukushima, Japan.
You got to talk
right into your phone, Peter.
You sound a little far off.
So there will be an Occupy Vermont Yankee a nuclear power plant headquarters starting on March 22nd in Brattleboro.
And what's the goal? Is it to get the nuke plant to shut down?
That's correct. We have tried through the courts. We have tried through our voting system. In fact, Vermont voted to close them down, but there are certain laws which are in place which will keep them.
It the federal government that saved them?
Yeah, it's what's called federal preemption. And
how do you feel about secession, Peter?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel about secession?
Well, there is a movement here in Vermont for seceding from the United States, but I'm not with that.
Why not? I mean, that would have solved the problem. If Vermont had seceded, or when Vermont secedes, then there's no more federal control, no more federal overrides. You would have been successful. It's the federal government that ruined your plans. But I hope you keep us in the loop about what happens with the Occupy movement there with the nuke plan.
Okay,
thanks for the call tonight. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Why would anyone want to be underneath this federal government? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And speaking of SACL CAI, Jason Osborne is the guy behind SACL and huge supporter of this program. and not just Free Talk Live. I mean, Jason is a big supporter of a lot of different liberty organizations and media, specifically our friends over at Anti-War.
Yeah, antiwar.com. It's a news site that will often show you the news that isn't getting put in the major media here in the United States.
Right, like our last caller was talking about, you want to find out what the major mainstream media is ignoring? Antiwar.com is going to have some headlines you will not see on
CNN. Most Americans don't know that there are, you know, 130 nations that U.S. troops are in. More than 900 military bases that they're working in. They don't know, you know, that U.S. drone attacks are, you know, killing people in Yemen, supporting a dictator there. They don't know. They don't even think about that there are kings that the United States, sheiks and kings that the United States is supporting. And, you know, this is really strange for a government that fought its freedom from a king 200 and something years ago. Go to antiwar.com. Check out all the news they have there. And, you know, it's a site unlike you'll find in mainstream media. And they're doing their pledge drive right now. You can go to antiwar.com/donate if you believe that peace is a worthy cause. Antiwar.com is a worthy site to support. It's antiwar.com/donate.
Let's continue with you and your phone calls. We go to Randy listening in Western Pennsylvania to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. You know, the lady from Texas is right on about the, you know, being frugal. You know what that comes down to is the selfishness and ignorance. I mean, the way people are raised nowadays, I shouldn't say that as a blanket statement, but the values aren't there. I was laughing when she was talking about the old shirts. Yeah. I mean, you wax the car, you clean the house. I mean, go to any, yuppie neighborhood and, you know, people actually go through those neighborhoods and pick up stuff and take it home with them, you know, people that are less fortunate because of they're just in dire straits. And a couple of other things, and I'll shut my mouth and I'll listen to you guys. You talk about the media. Where was the media in the Iraq War? Where was the media in Vietnam when they left 2,000 of our guys in Laos and Cambodia? Remember, we weren't over there. Remember that? I know you guys probably ain't old enough, but as you can tell, I am, and I remember that. And just as you went on about the different where our troops in all these countries, people are so ignorant of the fact. You know, they believe their government, and it's a sorry state, the Patriot Act. I don't think the people really understand how serious of an anti-freedom bill that was.
Yeah, it's really sad.
98% of the people are ignorant to that fact.
It's sad that the biggest hullabaloo that was made over the Patriot Act was made by librarians.
Or you throw the flag up there and they melt like butter.
I don't know if he can hear you.
I don't think so.
Randy?
If I sound like an old disgruntled person, yes, I am. History repeats itself constantly.
Sometimes people with the cell phone connections.
I just
want
to listen to your comments.
For whatever
enjoy listening to your guys. Hey, look, I'm not left, I'm not right. The truth
the
is always
side.
In the middle for the
not
most
the conversation.
Part. But unfortunately, nobody wants the truth anymore. It's all lies.
Randy, thank you, sir, for the call. I have no idea if you can hear a word we're saying, but I appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. Comments on Randy?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to say was this. I think that when it comes to the Patriot Act, it's sad that the group that stood up the most to the federal government on that was a group of old librarians, you know, little old ladies who librarians, in order to defend freedom of, you know, the
privacy.
Heck no, we're not going to tell you what books people are checking out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is how far we've come, and this is the America that we live in, where people are far more worried about the right to keep and bear arms, and I think that that's a right that people have. But you know, the idea that the FBI can do a sneak and peek on your apartment without telling you, you know, that they can search your house without a warrant, as the Constitution says, like, that's disgusting to me.
Well, Mark, it was called the Patriot Act, so who could have voted against that?
Yeah, well, whatever.
855-450-FREE. The one thing I disagree with him on is that it's somehow not selfish to be frugal. I think that everything everyone does is selfish. So if you're spending a bunch of money on cigarettes and alcohol, you're doing it for selfish purposes. If you're saving a bunch of your money, you're doing that for selfish purposes, too. Everybody's selfish. You can't get away from that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, selfishness is this insult that I don't entirely understand. What it means is you're not doing the thing that I want you to do. That's what selfish means.
Ultimately, in order to help others, and I think that when people consider themselves not being selfish or being selfless, they look to altruism or helping others. And typically, I think when people are helping others, they're doing it for selfish reasons. Whether they want to admit it to themselves or not, that's a whole other story. But frequently, people get good feelings from helping others. They get
nothing wrong with those good feelings.
Psychic income from assisting.
We are a communal beast. And you want, and it's good. I mean, you can see animals show compassion to each other. There was interesting, I was watching one of these TEDs, and there was a cheetah playing with a baby baboon. Cheetah, it was a jaguar, playing with a baby baboon. You know, he had killed and eaten its mother, but he played with the baby, right? I mean, consider, it's a predator, though. And,
yeah.
You know, she kept it warm for as long as she could,
Wow.
So, yeah.
Or the dog that rescues the other dog from the highway.
There's all kinds of examples and, science shows. Compassion is something that's built in. Cooperation and competition. These two things work together in order for us to make ourselves better. You can't stifle one or the other.
Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Josh, listening in Michigan, on the road, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jeff. How you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, yeah, can you hear me pretty well?
You sound fine.
Okay, good deal. Well, you guys touched up quite a lot of points that should make a lot of sense. The frugality, the war going on, I wouldn't know where to start.
Pick one.
Start away.
So the frugality, I'm going to tell you a personal story about me. I moved to this country in 2003.
You moved to this country in 2003?
Correct.
Okay, from where?
I was born a dual citizen, basically. So I moved here, joined the Marine Corps. And I was caught in the whole hype of going over there and, kicking some ass and doing the right thing, I guess. But I went to fight two combat tours over there and realized real quick that Iraq was, to me, it's a great big lie. I lost some of the Marines over there. I'm not very, very glad about that part.
Hmm. That may be one of the reasons why Ron Paul receives more donations from military members than any other candidate combined.
Right. And some point, like the strong thing, I'm not a fan of it at all, but everything else in the reserve... I mean, I'm telling you, boys, you guys aren't stupid. You know that all this spending money is going to catch up with America eventually, and it gets me concerned, really. But I'm one for saying that adversity is going to wake up people at some point. That depression that should have happened a few years ago, that God avoided because he printed us money, because we have such a power as a holder of the world's reserve currency, eventually is going to fade away.
Yep.
Time's ticking out for the U.S. dollar and the hegemony around the world, and I think you're spot on. If you had more comments, you're welcome to stick with us, Josh. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What did he say he disagreed with Ron Paul on? I miss it.
I didn't quite get it.
I'd like to hear that, too. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends today. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if pain could be reduced, illness could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inside the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL's CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Follow news updates if you would like about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever one works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com, so get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings over there. It's fun just to go to the website at libertystickers.com and just page through their different liberty sayings. Many of them are funny, insightful, prescient, stinging, whatever you want. They've got it. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. If you like what you see there, you can buy them in bulk and put them in your retail store or, you know, if a gun show or you know, flea market, wherever it is that you want to sell them, they'll make it available to you. Also, if you've got a church, band, or business that you want to advertise in the form of a bumper sticker, libertystickers.com can make them for you. It's libertystickers.com.
All right, so we'll continue taking your calls here. Josh is still with us listening as he's on the road to XM Extreme Talk in Michigan somewhere. Josh, are you there?
I'm driving through Mississippi right now, but it's really no big deal.
So what else did you want to share with us tonight?
The frugal part, the lady was right. I personally feel a lot of people are addicted to this government welfare system, and it's kind of sad because it's really hard to get off that addiction. It's not,
sure. Yep. They make it hard for you. You know, it's not like you can go and earn, go out and earn a living wage and really get on your feet with the government welfare system. They keep you at a certain level, and it's, you know, it's difficult. You say to yourself, well, you know, I can go and I can work at a job for $7 an hour, and then, you know, I'm going to get less money. Why in the world would I take less money from the government in order to
get, I can do nothing?
Yeah, they just, you know, the system doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me it's different because I moved here. I had $0. Now I own my own business because I worked hard the whole time, and I'm still working hard now because I just couldn't take any. I guess the government's giving me disability because of the whole Iraq deal. Ironically, but
I don't know that I consider soldiers, sailors, and Marines taking the disability to be a government welfare check. As far as I'm concerned, you did get into an agreement. Yeah, there was an agreement signed. You probably didn't know all the provisions of it certainly when you signed it, but part of the agreement was that you were, you know, if you got some kind of injury or whatever, whether it was psychosomatic or whether it was physical, they were going to fix it. And they're going to give you all kinds of other things. And, you know, so the idea that they're giving you some kind of disability, I don't see that in the same way.
Say, Josh, tell me a little more about what you think about Ron Paul. You'd said that there was something with which you you didn't agree with him on. I'm curious as to what that is.
Oh, yeah. About the only thing really is the drug side, because I know some people that have been on that nonsense for a few years, and it's really disappointing what happens to them. Obviously, what I would say to people that should support Ron Paul is, like, you know what? Even if he would get elected, the crazier stuff that people don't agree on, I don't think he'd really have a chance to actually get legislator on it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And that's where people really, they stop at those points. They don't agree with him. Like, listen, guys, people want the economy fixed. I mean, people on the bottom that don't have that much power, what they really want is the economy fixed. I don't think nobody really wants more, like all this media is trying to do.
Well, I think you're right that Ron Paul would, you know, be somewhat stymied by the Congress. But on the other hand, he could withdraw the troops from around the world. That would be a huge step in the right direction.
He could pardon every...
Right, and he could pardon people who are in jail for nonviolent purposes.
Ron Paul doesn't want you to do drugs. He just doesn't want you to be put in jail for doing drugs.
Right, like those people that you know, Josh, I mean, that are drug users, would they be better off if they spent 5 or 10 years in prison?
Oh, absolutely not. It's just stupid government control. That's all it really is. It's disappointing we got to this point. And I'm kind of concerned with exactly like the Patriot Act and a lot of things that are coming up. People seem to forget that history repeats itself. And just because we're in America, don't think that stuff that happened in Europe can happen here with time.
I know that sounds
a little extremist, but people in Europe never thought things would happen 30, 60, 70, 100 years ago. And they did, so... But
Josh, if you want to talk about history repeating itself, prohibition is another example of that. I mean, alcohol prohibition had the same effects as the current drug prohibition did. And, you know, drug prohibition results in more violence in the streets. It results in more people being burglarized and harmed who don't even have any connection to drugs. It results in drug users being at greater risk from different problems like overdoses or getting the wrong product or you know, various different shady things in the black market.
I think what most Americans care about right now, right, is the economy. And there are five people running for president, and four of them are not going to fix the economy in any way, shape, or form.
Josh, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Toots listening
Orient.
Hello?
Could have had so much effect for so many people getting jobs up here in the northern. And you know what?
Toots?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Were you talking to someone before we took the phone call? Because it seemed like we interrupted you.
Oh, I've been talking all this time, listening to everything.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, you're on the air now, so what did you want to talk about?
Have at
it to our audience.
Yes, I am.
And you shouldn't be listening on the radio, by the way. I can hear that in the background. It's going to really confuse you.
Oh, I can turn it down.
So you should either turn it down or leave the room.
All right,
go ahead.
I'll shut it off.
So you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I was calling in on actually a lot of things.
Number one,
veterans.
Uh-huh.
And the people in the military of not giving, like, if they go and, you know, they service in the military, And Obama wants to make them pay for their own medical. And I think that is so, so wrong. Oh, okay, I want to go fight for my country and get shot, and I got to pay for it and be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, and I got to pay for that. Do you think that's right?
No, I don't think that's right. I haven't heard that proposal. Mark, have you heard anything about this?
No, yeah. I have no idea what she was referring to.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the government tried to screw those guys over even harder.
The government's been screwing people in the military for the last 100 years.
Right, it's not an Obama thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's everything.
I know, we all know that, but this is like... You know, wrong.
That's rough. Toots, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I mean, to suggest that that it's just Obama, this has been going on. Military veterans have been screwed hard by the Veterans Administration, and the various different administrations have been running the government for as long as I've been an adult. And they just treat them like trash. They promise them one thing, and then on the back end, they get essentially socialized medicine, which is just not something you want to give to anybody you care about.
What about the bonus war, which was fought on World War One vets on the essentially on the Mall in Washington D.C.?
This was a long time ago.
Yeah, this was World War One vets. Yeah. I mean, they wanted these things that were promised
long
to them
after World War One.
Right.
That this happened.
They wanted these things that were promised to them, and they wanted them early. They weren't demanding things as they were demanded, but they're saying, hey, look, we're in poverty, we've got all these problems, and I'm sure they had PTSD at that time too, and they were going out to the mall and they were camping out and they were demanding these benefits. And frankly, what was it, it was Patton and MacArthur were, they took the military and they came in on these guys, setting fires, people died. You know, vets have been screwed for a long time.
Now, if this, the Bonus Army conflict happened in 1932, so that would have been right during the Depression, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's, these guys had a lot of financial problems. That's why they were wanting these benefits that they were supposed to get.
We continue with you and your thoughts. Go to Mike listening in Mobile. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WAVH on the FM side.
Hey. Thanks a lot, guys. I wanted to shift gears here for a second. Somebody touched on just a hint of it with the Ron Paul thing. But one of the things that consider, is always on the back of my mind, and it really irritates me, is the marijuana reform laws that are not happening, that need to happen.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to come back to you, Mike. Stick with us. 855-453. This is my pet issue. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of your ways. Even the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am a genius. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable
tax. And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time to sneak your thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE. But if you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do this thing 7 nights a week. You can join Mark for the live Sunday edition of the show tomorrow night.
That's right.
FreeTalkLive.com, or perhaps on your local radio station. But if not, you can always contact your local station, talk to the program director, and tell them you really like Free Talk Live and you'd like to hear more of it. If they already carry some, if they carry none, then tell them you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. Again, you can always get us online at FreeTalkLive.com. So we go back to Mike listening in Mobile to WABH-FM. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and you wanted to comment on marijuana prohibition or some aspect of that. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm 33. I've used marijuana since I was 17. Never gotten in trouble for it, but I have tons of friends that always get in trouble for some, you know, small piece of paraphernalia and end up doing 2 to 5 years probation, going to jail, and they're wasting taxpayers' money on something that is proven to have an actual use in the medical community.
It
infuriates me that the government is declaring a war on this.
And it's a war on our friends. It's a war on our family members.
Absolutely, and to me, that is, you know, part of, you know, it just comes off as a socialist agenda. You know, they're making money off of people for no reason whatsoever. And yeah, they're okay with letting people get drunk and go out and drive drunk and kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of people a year, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone would say it's fine that people are drinking and driving. But I get your point that alcohol was a much more dangerous drug. It's a very hard drug, is somehow okay and socially acceptable, but yet marijuana
I would ask anybody to think about the last time they read a newspaper article where somebody got into an accident from driving stoned. I'm not saying that people should drive stoned, and I'm not saying it's socially acceptable, and I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some kind of penalty for it. But what I am saying is that there have been tests done, even tests done by government agencies, that have proven that stone drivers are, not that much worse than a regular driver.
And
some show that they're better.
If you consider that many people are out there driving with bad vision, that are driving while being quite old. Driving while messing with the kid in the back or playing with the radio and all these other things. Stone drivers are not your least safe things on the road. People with cell phones in their hand texting to their friends are the most dangerous thing on the road.
Absolutely. And, And, you know, I like I said, we're just wasting taxpayers' money on something that's totally pointless. And, you know, marijuana has been proven to have beneficial effects on numerous different things. So I don't know. I just think we're wasting our time. We're wasting our money. And people all across this country need to really, we need to all get together and rise up and really make a stand for this. It needs to happen.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say that I've seen the stand happen here in New Hampshire. Mark and I moved here as part of the Free State Project several years ago, and more liberty-minded people who understand what freedom means are coming here because they understand that people that love liberty are just too diffused. They're just too spread thin across the rest of the country. And we've got the 420 celebrations that have been a huge success here, where right. every single day people were smoking cannabis openly in a local park here in Keene, New Hampshire for a long time. And the 420 gathering is coming up on April 20th. The State House, which has been going on now for about 2 or 3 years, so that'll be another time where we can make that stand. But I think certain people need to make a stand. I mean, it's one thing for someone with dreadlocks to come out and say, hey, I smoke pot, but it's another thing for someone who's wearing a business suit to come out and light up a joint at one of these rallies. And I think it is really important for people who are of the, you know, the sort of reputable class to reveal to folks, to whether that's revealing to their coworkers, their loved ones or whatever, to come out as marijuana consumers, because anybody that consumes marijuana knows plenty of other people who are professionals, business professionals, that also do the same thing. It's just that everybody's hiding, and that needs to end. And I'm with you, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. In fact, you know, it's not just marijuana that is able to help people with problems, but also we talked briefly earlier this week about the magic mushrooms helping people end PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
I hadn't heard. I wasn't.
I'm sorry. It was ecstasy that did
ecstasy,
that.
Ecstasy. Yes.
But magic mushrooms are also have also been shown in recent studies.
I thought that was a pretty his arguments. I thought that was the weakest one. I mean, heroin has medical benefits, but
heroin should be legal too.
I'm not saying it shouldn't, but I mean, I don't think that it just puts it into that category. The fact is, if you can any argument you can make for alcohol being legal, you can make it 10 times for marijuana being legal.
In fact, there's other news. Maybe we'll talk more about it on Monday night, but apparently now LSD is being looked at as a potential cure for alcoholism. And this is apparently something that came up back in the 1950s and is now, you know, 50, 60 years later coming around.
The government wasn't going to go for that then.
Right. So we'll come back here and go to your calls. Let's talk to Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you gentlemen.
Hey, Ed, go ahead.
Hey, y'all, right. It was back in the 50s. It helped, like, I think 70%. I got the study sitting over somewhere. But
Ed, you've got something everywhere sitting wherever.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of good stuff. Go ahead quickly, though.
All right, let me tell you. You were talking about socialized medicine. Hey, single-payer health care is the elephant in the room. We spend $2.4 trillion. Everything else all these people complain about, like that, Jill or whatever her name was, talking about being frugal. We spend $2.4 trillion on health care. The foreign wars, Bush giving tax cuts during a war, and then the Medicare Part D. Do you know what that's estimated to cost us in the future? $13 trillion. And then these foreign wars, as y'all agree with me on, the war on drugs, the prison system. And I've listened to a guy today, and he is an independent conservative, used to be Republican, but he knows they're a sham. Bruce Bartlett says we need to do away with the income tax for everybody but the rich and have a VAT tax.
Well, I don't support any kind of taxes, and a VAT tax is no good either, because then you're just taxing products secretly.
And remember that the income tax really only affects fewer than 30%. Fewer than 30% of Americans pay an income tax.
And I'm confused, Ed. Are you advocating single-payer health care?
Of course. Hey, investigate it. You can't even argue. Let me ask y'all this.
Sure, I can. It's government-controlled, man. I mean, if you think the government sucks at all these other things, Ed, then what makes you think they're going to be good at health care?
Well, okay. USA Today, 8/5/2011, all VA hospitals were as good or better than the national rate for heart attack and heart failure. The number one cause of death for men and women.
That's
and I got all
statistic.
Kind of other statistics on that.
Ed, don't matter to me, because what matters is stealing. It's stealing matters. No. It doesn't matter.
It's cheaper. Hey, it's costing you more now.
I don't care if it's cheaper, and I don't believe that it's cheaper either. That's why people
understand.
who people who come to come from Canada to get their health care services do it
That's ridiculous.
It's better
okay.
here.
Okay, I can debunk that with this one statement. You or Mark, answer this. Why do they vote for it? All the countries you're talking about.
I can't imagine anyone would vote for it if they've experienced it.
They vote for it, Ian. Well, it's ridiculous. Okay, let me ask y'all this, Ben.
They don't vote for it. It's been in place for decades.
Ed, people voted for these wars that you don't like.
No, they didn't.
What? Americans loved
the
Iraq war.
Ho, ho, ho. They had a referendum. The people voted for the health care. But let me ask you gentlemen this.
Ed, you don't have more time tonight. Call us another night, man. We've got to get to some other folks here. Let's continue. I wish we had more time to dive into the health care issue. It's a big, deep issue. We don't have time for it at the end of the show. So maybe Ed can call tomorrow night at the top of the Sunday show. We can get into that even further at that point. But let's continue. Let's go to Greg, listening in Alabama to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
I wanted to talk about welfare.
Go for it, quickly.
I think we should cut welfare to all those lazy scumbags.
Well, how about we just cut welfare to everybody, including all the corporations and everybody that gets welfare? How about that?
And all the countries, the foreign countries.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I think the government needs to step out of our biz.
I'm with you there, Greg. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bill, listening to KRBT in Eveleth, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. That's not to say that I don't think people who need help should get help. I just don't think the government should be providing it. Let's turn to charities.
Organization to do it.
Right. Let's turn to charities and people that actually care about other human beings. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. I'd like to know when we elected Michelle Obama to determine what military people ought to eat. I'm a military veteran of 10 years.
How's the health care treating you there at the VA hospital?
It takes about 3, 4, or 5 months to get an appointment.
Are you happy with that? Is that good service in your opinion?
No, not really.
Thanks. I wish we had more time for you, but thank you for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. There you go. There's one example for Ed, who was talking, pimping single-payer health care tonight. And
there's all kinds of government-run health care besides the VA. Take a look at how the Indians are getting health care on their reservations. Take a look at how the kind of health care that convicts get. I mean, there's all kinds. You can find government-run medical clinics. Nobody wants government health care.
If your program is based in violence, and that's what government is, it's a violent organization. They have a monopoly on violence. If it's based in violence, it's going to fail. It's not going to be efficient. Force doesn't work. It has unintended consequences. Please don't put health care in the hands of the government. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at WeUseCoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at SpendBitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via SpendBitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.